demons of darkness. Rid me forever of this enemy who stands between me and my destiny. I plead. I implore.
Technical difficulties. I know what I'm doing, I swear. The next song is called, the next and last song of the night is called Mood for Melee, which I feel as though fits rather well to our current past predicament. Enjoy.
Thank you. All right, everyone. You're listening to KHGX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. That was a couple songs by Loot the Body.
Very fun.
Very high energy. We love...
I have a lot of D&D words. Like, there's in the Here Comes a Wizard, there's like 12 different wizard spells, and I appreciate that a lot as someone who has read a lot of spells.
Yes, so...
I also thought the gelatinous cube was fun.
Would you guys like to fill in people just now joining about what has happened in the session so far?
So...
A little mini recap, if you would.
We walked up to Alderas. It's actually Bossing Say.
It's not.
There are some rough buildings on the outside, and then there's a big, pristine stone wall with a bunch of real nice houses on the inside. Okay, we walk up to this wall, you know, just like, we're just looking up, and Casper uses his vocals, because he got some strong vocals, and he yells up to the guy on the wall. He goes, "Hey, can we come in?" And he says, "No." And so we go to the inn, and while we're going to the inn, we hear some whistling, almost like bird noises. Mm-hmm. And so Casper briefly glimpses the cloak of one of these whistlers, and then we keep moving a tad bit faster towards the tavern. We proceed to hear a hoganess and a trip before getting ambushed in a... I don't even know. Were we in an alley or were
no,
we just, we're just on
just
the street? We're just in the middle of the street. That's what I thought. And so these guys, they swung short swords at us. Casper's shirt is ruined. And Presde proceeded to hit two of them very hard. One with the knife of...
The dagger.
Dagger. Same thing.
Yeah, Sorrel's dagger.
Of Sorrel. And upon making contact with the bandit fellow, the dagger had this green energy, and when it hit him, it turned into white energy, and it hit him extra. And so specifically, that implies an extra 2d6 of damage, and half of that goes towards healing you or a comrade. Goodness.
A comrade.
Yes.
And so we proceeded to knock out the two uneventful birds. One was a great horned owl, the other was an osprey. And then we focused our attention toward the golden eagle, who ruined Casper's shirt. That was a gift. It's okay. Casper hit him pretty hard, struck him with a lightning bolt type thing. So he slumped up against a wall, and Presde proceeded to grapple with him until she had sufficiently tied him up. And now we're going to question him. That's pretty much it. It's dark, and Casper's cold, especially now that he doesn't have his shirt. He has most of it, but not the left portion.
Yeah, it's a little cut up. Okay, so...
It's also stained!
With your own blood?
Yes!
So you guys are standing in the middle of this street. It's still pretty dark. There's not really... Like, the only light is from where you assume the tavern is. It's not exactly close, but it's not exactly too far away. It's not really lighting up where you are, though. They're whispering, guys. They're plotting, actually. this guy is... For the listeners... They're talking about smuggling this guy that they just tied up into the tavern.
It's warm.
Kennedy's talking about that.
Casper
I'm pointing
Wood.
Out he is tied up.
Casper would, though. So, Casper's not worried. But we're in this... It's probably happened before.
So...
this is not Casper. Casper doesn't think like this.
This guy is slumped over against this wall of the building. What do you guys do?
Preste is kind of, like, already, like, there with him. She just finished tying him up. Preste is first going to go, Casper, would you mind keeping an eye on the
other two?
Hold, please.
I will say the other two are, like, out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
intense looking at
characters. I'm reading a spell.
Oh, boy.
Zone of Truth. No. No.
Do either of you have Zone of Truth?
No.
I'm a monk.
Paladins don't get that.
Really?
Not this low, no. That's a bard, wizard, sorcerer thing. Anyways, Casper goes, all right, one on each of them. And he kind of goes a little cross-eyed.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. And Presde will take the mask off of this assailant.
Okay. you kind of have to, like, push the hood down first. Mm. Once you do so, you see that this mask kind of wraps around the back of his head. And you pull it off pretty easily. when you pull it off, you reveal someone who looks a little young.
Oh, I was worried about that.
Uh-oh.
You do not recognize him. He has very messy, kind of long, dark hair, dark eyes. Kind of looks like a young adult. Probably not a teen, but definitely younger than both of you guys. He is human.
Okay. So, like...
He looks like he's probably 20s. 19.
Oh, okay.
But also, he is on the, like, he's a little scrawny.
I was about to ask that. Mm-hmm.
So it could be that he is a little older. He just looks young. Mm-hmm. You can't really tell. He kind of just glares at you.
Now, what are you doing?
The face I'm making at you is his response.
She asked you a question. It will be quite respectful if you answered it.
I'm now glaring at Casper.
Casper takes both of his fingers, points at both of his eyes, points at your eyes, and then points back. I'm watching you and them.
Aren't you supposed to be watching the people behind you?
I'm watching them too. It's called magic, buddy.
It's not very smart to be attacking people that you don't know and obviously don't know what they're capable of. Seeing your friends back there.
I don't think you would say anything.
Casper, do you have anything to help this young man talk? It appears he might be a little tongue-tied.
Well, I guess I could have some more lightning come down, and you hear a rumble of thunder behind him as I use thaumaturgy. You hear a loud rumble of thunder behind Casper.
He kind of just, like, looks at Casper and then looks up and looks back down and kind of...
It didn't come from the clouds the first time, neither, mate.
Kind of looks a little weary. Wary, but not like...
Can I roll intimidation?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay.
With the thunder.
Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yep. It's okay, guys. I'm proficient in intimidation. Even though he's a softy.
Kind of looks back at Presde. Well, who said I didn't know who you were?
Well, you may know who we are, but you don't know what we're capable with.
Kind of, like, looks back to Casper. I've heard rumors.
From who?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Weather
I would. Boy.
That's why we're asking you.
You missed opportunity, man. I'm going for weather.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Weather boy. Okay, back to intense.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is Casey asking Kennedy, does Casper have command?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was wondering.
He does.
I was wondering.
He does, in fact, have command. That's a spell. If it's ever on the list, I will always click on it.
Okay. Around what time of night is it?
It's nearing, like, midnight. Okay. It's pretty late.
It's late for a young man like you to be out.
Not in this city.
Sorry. It's late for a unwise young man like you to be out.
He's just laughing.
Has Prince Day seen Casper use command?
No.
No. Okay.
Sorry, my mic's crooked. Continue.
Just let me know what you're after. Is it money? Are you hungry?
Give me a second. One second, guys. I'm making sure I get names right. Okay, cool. The flock has a tendency to care for its members.
Doesn't appear so. She looks him up and down.
Well, times are rough, especially here.
It seems especially in the woods earlier this week, too.
Quite handy with a saw, aren't we?
You know, I did hear about that. Wasn't part of it.
And yet you still came after us. Did you think you were better?
Oh, less of you.
Sorry, the questioning in Casper's voice is so funny. Anyway. Let's just say I'm not here to defeat you.
If you're trying to stall, there's plenty more where this came from.
I'm not.
What, just trying to get information?
Kind of just, like, tilts his head. I will say, both of you are interesting figures.
And why is that so? People just on an adventure? We haven't done anything to hurt anyone.
No. Not yet.
I believe that every time we've had to deal with anyone, it's been because they've come after us first. So, how are we of your concern?
The elders do not tell me why.
And are the elders here? In Alderas?
No. They wouldn't waste their time in a city like this.
Well, they may not tell you why, but they've told you about us. So, what? How do I word this? So how did you know we'd be here tonight?
It's so hard trying to sound kind of cool, guys. The flock has eyes everywhere.
Do they listen to KHTX 93.1 FM at Conway, Arkansas?
What are you babbling about?
Don't worry about it, so.
What are you talking about? I didn't say anything.
So, they have eyes everywhere, yet so much blind loyalty.
Loyalty. Paying off debts.
Is that where you are? Paying off debts? For yourself or for others?
He just is, like, staring. Just, like, no emotion, no reaction.
Presley's not gonna hurt a kid.
He's like 19.
Yeah. Still. Presley's like over 100.
Casper is debating whether or not they want to do a dumb thing. And I'm concerned.
I'm gonna do it. Well, I suppose there are other ways of making you talk. And he walks up to him and he takes his halberd, which is axe thing, and he takes like the wooden end of it, and he starts drawing a circle around this guy.
What?
And in the circle he draws the points of a star. And at three of the points, he places a candle. And then he lights a match and uses thaumaturgy to turn on all of the lights, like to light all of the candles. And then he proceeds to start chanting in primordial.
What?
Presley's gonna stand back, arms crossed, trying to look like she's cool with this. Inside, she's like,
she's no idea.
What are you doing right now?
So is this kid scared?
Are you just trying to intimidate?
Yes.
Can you roll an intimidation check?
Can I give help action?
Yes.
It means you get advantage.
You get awesome. Advantage.
Yeah. No, that means that Presley's gonna, she's helping by like stepping out. Yes!
I got a natural 20. Holy. 26.
That's crazy. Okay, yeah.
You're traumatizing this kid.
You are traumatizing this poor.
And then Casper looks him in the eyes.
Okay.
And he goes, in a lower voice, he's trying so hard, you guys.
He's trying so hard.
He goes, speak. I'm gonna cast command.
Oh!
How does command work?
So, you speak a one-word command to a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw, which I think he has disadvantage on. Or follow the command.
Okay. I rolled a 6
and
a 16.
That does not succeed.
So, that's a fail. This guy's not very wise. He has a plus 0. He's like 19. That's our age.
Yeah.
I'm 20.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're old. You're an unk.
No.
You are unk. Okay. I mean, what do you want to know?
No, he just starts. With command, he would just, if he's scared in this moment, I feel as though
talking.
He would just start spilling information. It's not really, it's a speak
it
command,
is.
Not a, I asked you a question.
Not an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what he would say.
I've been thinking about this for 5 minutes.
What would he say?
I looked in my bag, I go, what do I have?
Yes.
I'm
I'm like, how can I do this?
No, and then Presley's been over here trying to be intimidating.
Casper has an explanation. I swear, he has a cute, simple explanation for being scary in this moment.
Okay, so you see, like, fear in his eyes, obviously. Duh. He's a little scared. His
voice, a natural 20.
His voice wavers as he talks. Well, I mean, I don't really know anything. I'm not even really high up in the ranks or anything. I'm just trying to make ends meet in a city crawling. Like, we can't even get in the inner wall. I mean, the guards that guard the gates are so corrupt that, I mean, what else am I supposed to do to provide for my family except work for people? And the flock isn't even corrupt. The flock is trying to, like, help the world, not hurt it in any way. They're worried about this. I don't even know. They're just worried about you two for some reason. And I was told that if any of my men saw you guys, we had to do some information gathering and we just, like, talk to you or, like goad you into fighting to see, like, a little bit more about who you were or, like, how strong you were. It wasn't supposed to be, like, killing you or anything. Like, we weren't actually going to hurt you. We can't exactly figure out how strong you are unless we attack you. And so what if the flock doesn't need to know if we took a few gold off of you or something? It's not exactly easy in the lower city of Alderaz. How long does command last?
Hold on.
Around?
It says.
What do you mean around?
It says around. One round.
Oh, around.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I guess I should specify not
you
a,
said,
a round.
You said,
oh,
you said around as in, like,
I pronounce
around.
Things weird. I am.
Big.
A round. Big. How long is a round?
Depends on the amount of people. If there were 5 people, it would be 30 seconds.
I don't know how long I talked for, guys. I kind of just talked.
Say round.
You know, that's all you get. Yeah, that's close enough.
6 seconds.
Kind of.
I feel like a round is, like.
But turns all happen
within
at the
same
time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's fine.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of, as this spell wears off, he kind of, like, clamps his jaw shut and stops and kind of just stares at the ground where the flames are probably still flickering.
Casper goes and douses all the lights and hold on, can I move the dirt with that too?
No.
And so he makes the candles go out. He goes, well, that was plenty of information, I think. Do you think that was plenty?
I think so, too.
I don't think there's much else.
No.
Yeah, I think that was good.
Well,
did you trip earlier? Are you alright?
He kind of, like, looks ashamed. Just a little bit.
It's okay, I trip all the time, and Reverend fixes me up with bandages. I probably have a couple scars on my knees. I know one time I tripped, and it was really bad, and I tripped a couple of teeth. But it's okay, because they were baby teeth.
Yeah.
I mean,
Casper, I think it's time we get going.
All right.
She takes as they go leaving. She's leaving him tied up.
Okay.
Casper picks his candles up.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's going to take his tied up hands and go, tell your friends to untie you later. Don't try to find us again. If you do, you know this is going to be a repeat of this. What more information could you have from simply doing it again? I expect to not see you again. And she places a silver in his hand.
Aww.
I did it first. We're both good people.
We are both good people. I swear Casper's an explanation. I swear.
That's so funny. Okay. So you guys leave. I'm guessing you guys are tired.
Yes.
You're sleepy. You want to go.
Casper turns the corner. He goes, "Ooh, was that good? That might have been too much."
That was great. That was wonderful.
Was that too much?
No.
I mean,
it's better than physically hurting.
I did a little bit of acting. There's a lot of little plays for like Andrea in the church.
You did great. That was amazing. I was scared.
Oh no.
No, in a good way. In a good way.
Are you sure? I may have traumatized him.
Maybe he needs it.
It was a little much.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
I got the vibe that we were trying to scare him a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I figured, you know,
healthy.
When I was, the first time I got scared by that was when I saw Reverend praying at night and there was a couple candles around and it kind of frightened me. And then I remembered the circle from the house a couple weeks ago and I was like, well, maybe this will be scary because there was candles there too. And you told me not to light them and I figured that was for similar ghosty reasons. And so I was like, well, maybe I can play that up. And then I decided, well, not a lot of people know Primordial, so I might as well just start reciting one of the verses from the Book of Archandria, and it sounds quite frightening, but it's really not.
Yeah. How?
There's also something caught in my throat, and it was a little deep from usual, but it's pretty deep anyways, but that's to Adam's apple.
I think that was good. I think it's time for all of us to rest.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you?
He looks. I feel great.
He looks. He's like, are you bloody anywhere?
No.
Oh, well. What happened? I mean, I saw your little magic spell, but I didn't see much else because I got hit again.
That dagger, it almost felt like I was taking from them.
But like in a borrow way, right? You weren't stealing.
I don't know if I could give it back.
Oh. Well, this is an interesting predicament. Because on the one hand, they attacked us first, and it's always nice when you get some healing. But on the other, that's quite dangerous. We should probably keep that hidden.
Probably most of the time, but it's good to have, because I don't have any way to heal you if you're hurt.
That's all right. Now. I'm a pretty tough guy. I mean, come on. And he reaches his arm out, and you just see kind of some blood.
Oh.
And you see him kind of roll up his sleeve. He's like, oops. He's like, on it. Was my birthday shirt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'll try to fix it.
Yeah. All right, we go to the inn.
Okay. Casper knocked over the wall that was protecting all of my secrets.
Yep.
Except that it's a clear wall, so it did nothing. Anyway.
I couldn't see because of it, so it didn't do nothing, actually.
Before we go to the tavern, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas.
How many more birds are there?
We are KHD 20. We are kind of wrapping up our session right now. Kind of. We still have a little bit.
Is there another Aarakocra?
No. Okay, so
no,
you guys...
it's like Nurse What's-Her-Face Jenny from... Joy. Nurse Joy from...
Guys, it's only Pokemon here. You thought it was a D&D. It's Pokemon, actually.
I don't even play or watch Pokemon.
It's not Pokemon, guys.
It's Pokemon.
No, it's not Atla or Pokemon. Okay. You guys... No, it's not. You guys walk up to this tavern. It looks kind of... dead. Like, there's lights,
well, yeah,
but there's
it's like 1 a.m.
Yeah, but most of the taverns you've been to, there have been at least a couple people. There's, like, no one. As you walk in, there's, like, a guy at the counter.
Is it a guy or is it a bird?
I'll explain what he looks like in a second.
Clocked.
Oh my gosh. You ruined all of my train of thought. This inside is also pretty dead. You see, like, two people in a corner, like, talking to each other. They're not, like, shady. They're just kind of people that are existing. There's no, like, music or anything. It's kind of just silent. The man at the counter is an orc. Wow. How crazy. Anyway, and he's kind of just wiping down the counter. Kind of just a big, like, green skin, little tusks. Very classic orc.
Casper, can I suggest that we get a double room this time? It seems like we may have more trouble, and it may be better if we're not spread out.
Oh, well, if that's what you're comfortable with, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. As long as they have it available.
Two beds.
Yeah. No, that's not what this is going to be. Nah. Sir?
Yeah.
That's great.
May we purchase a room for the night?
One or two.
One room as a double. Two beds, if you have.
Yeah, that'll be a gold piece.
A gold piece?
Yeah, about 10 silver. Gold piece.
How much is it for a single room?
Eight. Seven or eight.
Casper looks at me and goes,
kind of like looks in between you guys and is like, that's how much it is.
Yeah, Casper looks at him and goes, lower. And he's going to convince him to go lower.
That could backfire really bad if he saves.
Yeah.
It's a wisdom check, right?
Yeah, it's a seedy place.
So I just rolled a natural 20. He kind of glares at you. That's the price, and if you're not willing to pay it, then get out of my shop.
Well, you're just a peach, aren't you? And she'll...
I don't take kindly to my customers trying to use magic on me.
Do you think it's reasonable to think that Presde might have 100 copper pieces?
You just want to pay him in copper pieces?
Oh, Presde's going to be petty, but she'll give him every one of those 100. As long as he wants to count it.
You know what? I'll let you do that. Because okay. I think it's really funny.
So Presde will give him 100 copper pieces. She starts fishing it out. She probably has them organized in her thing, but she has, like, her tiny pouch, and she dumps it into, like, her hand so that it doesn't look organized, and just takes it and just dumps it on the counter. Was he just cleaning the counter?
Mm-hmm.
And dumps it on the counter that he was just cleaning.
Bro.
Preston's going to follow the rules, but she's going to be kind of petty.
I get he was trying to scam you guys, but dang, that's like...
Presley's done. She's tired. She gets cranky.
You kind of, like, totally glares at you. And it's just like...
One room. A double.
Seriously, kid. This guy's, like, older than you, obviously. Not older than you, but... age. Weird. D&D age. Mm-hmm. Weird. Seriously, kid.
It's 100 copper. It equals one gold piece. It's
what
I have on me.
He starts counting it. And he's just muttering under his breath, spoiled inner circle brats.
Oh no, I'm actually not from the inner circle. We plan to go there later, though. More
kinda,
from a small town.
Kind of looks you up and down. And you threw a fit about paying a gold for a room.
Yeah, because I'm not a spoiled inner city kid. That is an obnoxious type of rating that you do there.
Kind of just...
Would you like to keep counting?
He counts it all, and he kind of takes a key and, like, tosses it.
She takes it.
I want you out tomorrow. No two nights.
Oh, we don't plan on staying here. And she says that as she looks around.
I know you do.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Casper shakes his head.
Normally, Prez Day would not act like this. But after what just happened, she is tired and done. And he just tried to scam her. And she's going to give him that amount of money. But she's not going to be nice about it.
Okay. That's fair.
She's guessing, not acolyte.
Yeah, I'm guessing you guys go to your room. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's like pretty small. Like these rooms aren't gonna be massive, even if you have a single. But they're decent. They're not the worst quality, like, room that you could imagine you could get here. There's two beds and a little desk. I'm assuming you guys want to go to sleep.
Casper rubs that. He goes, I use magic on that guy. I just try to ask him to lower it, but I'm kind of tired and I'm not really sure what's happening.
It's okay. He deserved it.
I'm a little scattered.
Prez Day is before going to bed, even though she's so tired. She is going to check the room using some of, like, her past as a soldier to, like, check for, like, any weak point. She's going to lock the window, maybe cover it up.
Okay. Yeah.
She's going to do that.
Cassie's going to look at you. Do you need your washroom?
Not right now.
Oh, no. I was just going to go clean up some of this.
Yeah, you should. Yes.
And he's going to go wash the blood off.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You do that. Okay.
I do that.
Oh.
So as you guys settle in for the night, go to bed, you get a long rest, obviously.
Yay, long rest!
And that is going to be the end of today's session.
Yes.
Yippee! We beat more bird folk.
Yes.
Yes.
So... Sorry, my brain is... I'm blanking. You guys can tune in next week.
We shall return, as usual.
Yes.
Monday? 6 to 8.
Yes. We might meet the mysterious... person at the mysterious address you were given.
Rudy!
Rudy, yes. I remembered their name.
named him.
So, yes. We will see you guys next week. I hope you guys enjoyed today's session. You're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas. This was KHD20. We'll see you next time.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram. Yes.
Dice. Bye.
Bye.